Today's country and your all-time favorites, 35-1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen. It is time for our community conversation this morning. And joining me on the line here, president here from the German Heritage Museum there, St. Lucas, I have Claire Blong joining me here this morning. Claire, thanks for joining me.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on the air this morning to share about the upcoming Mayfest that we're holding with the Pivo Brewery. And that will be on this coming Saturday, the 29th of April, from 1 until 4. And that'll be at the Event Center at Pivo Brewery in Kelmer. So if you're coming, don't go to the museum in St. Lucas. Come to Pivo Brewery.
Absolutely. So I see that there are a couple different things you guys will be having on site there to kind of get everybody in the German spirit, so to speak.
Oh, yes. Actually, the exciting part is the Gutenberg German band will be the main musical event. And that's from 1 until 4 p.m. They'll be playing 3 full hours. And interesting history about that band I read is that it started back in the 1950s, and it was started by a priest and a nun in Gutenberg to give community members some way of expressing themselves musically, and they set up this band, and it's been going ever since. So that's a better part of 70 years already, and I saw them last year perform, and they're very good, and it should be a really fun afternoon. And the you might wonder why we're doing this particular event with Pivo. We're sponsoring it, and they're hosting it. The Mayfest is traditional German, you know, kind of rite of spring, welcoming the warm weather and the spring, the growth and vitality of life and everything. And it's the event is to help us raise some funds for the museum in St. Lucas. And you might say, what do they need the money for? Well, we have to put a new roof on the building. We've had continual problems with the roof leaking, and last year we spent over $2,000 fixing one leak in the kitchen area alone, and so it's a matter of urgency that we address that, and so we're trying to raise funds for that. And how are we going to do that? Well, at the actual Mayfest event, while the music is ongoing, we are going to have a silent auction. And I think the ladies and gentlemen of our group have already organized like 50 different huge baskets of different things to bid on. And hopefully this will help us with the funding. The actual event, Mayfest, is a free event. But there will be food for sale and obviously some refreshments. Craig Neugel has indicated they'll have 14 German-style beers on tap that day, so there should be a good choice for everyone there who wants to have a beer. And of course it'll highlight the St. Lucas Honey Weiss beer, which is one of his best sellers, and that we're looking forward to everyone coming and having a good time that afternoon. Interestingly, we will be providing some German-style foods for that afternoon at the event center at Pivo. And that'll include brats and a German-style potato soup, apple strudel cake, and pretzels and things of that sort. Light food, but something to go with your beer that afternoon. And look forward to seeing folks come to this event and having a great time. And it's a good partnership between the brewery and a community organization like the museum in St. Lucas. Everybody working together for a common goal of getting this roof replaced with a new roof. And so that's what we're up to. That's should be a great afternoon. You're most welcome to come.
Absolutely. Claire Blong joining us here this morning here on the Morning Roundup. You heard it, that Pivo Brewery in Kelmer hosting Mayfest, it'll be called there on Saturday with German beers, yeah, free live music, and lots of good times all around there to help support You guys there at the German Heritage Museum, which is located in St. Lucas. But further information there, Claire, or maybe some general questions, how can we get a hold of you?
Oh, how can you get a hold of us? Well, we have a couple ways. One would be a phone number if you have any questions. Our general number is 563-778-2710. That's a phone number, and you reach one of our key secretarial persons, Virginia Manderfield. And we also have a website that I think people will find of interest. And we post on our website the different publications we have. And that website is a lowercase. It's stlucasmuseum.org. I'll spell that out. STLUCASMUSEUM, stlucasmuseum.org. Organization, that means. So there on that website, you can find all kinds of goodies about our organization and about the museum, and also about the magazine that we publish twice a year on local history, which is becoming more popular all the time. And as we delve into all these different interesting topics around here that have been kind of hidden in plain sight, they're here, but we don't really, you know, talk too much about them or know much about them, but there's some very famous things in our local history of Northeast Iowa, and the magazine tries to cover that. But just a moment back to the silent auction part of the event. We are hoping to raise funds, as I mentioned, to pay for this roof. We have about two-thirds of it, funds raised about $80,000, but we need to get up to $120,000 to, you know, quote, get the job done or close the gap, as they would say in England on the subway. Close the gap. So we feel like we're at third base and we need to get home now on this project of raising funds for the museum roof. And the sooner we do that, then the sooner we can employ a contractor to put a new roof on the building. So that's what we're working at. And it's going to be a fun day and a good cause, and hopefully folks will be able to come out and enjoy it. And we know we're competing with the crop, putting the crop in the ground, but hopefully people will take some couple hours on Saturday, come by and enjoy the good music and the refreshments that Pivo Brewery and the food. So a little bit of everything, food, drink, and music, and that's a good combination. So
absolutely. We look for a huge turnout and massive support for you guys there at the St. Lucas there German Heritage Museum. Again, it's at Pivo Brewery in Calmer this Saturday for MyFest. So Claire Blanc joining us here this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. And Claire, thanks for giving us this wealth of information and letting us know ahead of the event coming up this weekend. And again, we look for a great turnout for this weekend.
Well, thank you so much. And just to remind folks, it's a very historic building. It's 112 years old, the museum building, and it's on the National Registry of Historic Sites, which is quite a feat for a building in a small town like St. Lucas. And it means it needs to be preserved and honored and celebrated, and that's what we're trying to do as the society. And thank you again for having us on air to share the story of the German-American Museum in St. Lucas, Iowa.
Absolutely.
And, thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. 8:19 here on the Morning Roundup. Claire, thanks again.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day, and see you on Saturday.